Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News, the Dade County Board of Elections and Registration, announcing a special called recount for the County Commissioner District 1 race following the May 19th general primary election. According to an official notice released by the Board of Elections, that recount is scheduled for today at the Dade County Board of Elections office on Case Avenue in Trenton. The District 1 Commission race remains extremely close, with Jane Dixon holding a narrow two-vote advantage over candidate Gene McBrier, 467 to 465. That in results released following Election Day. Candidate Robbie Ryan received the highest number of votes overall in the race with 577. Officials say the recount comes following certification of the election results and receipt of a timely written recount request filed pursuant to Georgia law. The recount moving forward upon formal receipt of that request from candidate Gene McBrier following the certification of the results. Now, election officials also reminding voters about important dates ahead of the June 16th general primary runoff election as preparations continue for the next round of voting. Questions are being raised about leadership inside the Bridgeport Police Department following allegations made by a current officer against Police Chief Lee Henniger. According to a report from WAFF Television, Assistant Chief Mercedes Rugert submitted a letter to the Bridgeport City Council and the Alabama State Bureau of Investigation accusing Henniger of misconduct and improper handling of evidence within the department. In the letter, Rugert alleges that evidence logs were not completed correctly, surveillance cameras were not properly positioned inside the evidence room, and some narcotics and firearms were left unsecured or not properly documented in official reports. Rugert also claims officers had difficulty securing evidence because she said Chief Henniger had sole access to the evidence room key and was often not on shift. Chief Henniger strongly denied the allegations, calling them inaccurate and false, saying that Rugert was recently demoted from her position as assistant chief after failing to report for assigned shifts and after what he described as an accidental discharge of her service weapon inside the department that went unreported. Henniger also disputed claims about access to the evidence room, saying four employees, including Rugert herself, had access to the room. The controversy also references past legal issues involving both officials. Rugert's letter mentions Henniger's 2021 arrest in Georgia, though Henniger says those charges were later dropped. Henniger, in turn, pointed to Rugert's 2023 DUI arrest while working for the Rainesville Police Department, charges that were also dismissed. Bridgeport Mayor David Hughes says the City Council has met with both parties and is currently handling the matter internally while gathering additional information. Mayor Hughes said if state investigators determine a formal investigation is necessary, the city would comply. At this time, no formal findings or charges related to the allegations have been announced. In Jackson County, a man there has been found guilty of murder in connection with a deadly 2024 shooting outside a Scottsboro nightclub. A jury convicted Lazarell Fennell in the shooting death of Duante Johnson, who was killed outside Warehouse 207 Easter weekend of 2024. During the trial, prosecutors presented testimony from Fennell's ex-girlfriend, who told the court that she had begun the process of leaving him with the help of Islamic religious leaders because the two were not legally married. She testified that Fennell had been abusive during their relationship and described an incident in which she alleges he kidnapped her while wearing gloves and a mask after she attempted to stay away from him. The woman also told jurors she later obtained a protective order against Fennell and eventually began dating Johnson after the two connected through Facebook. According to testimony, Johnson was shot and killed outside Warehouse 207 just days after that separation process started. Part of the shooting was reportedly captured on surveillance video from the business, which prosecutors played during the trial. Jurors also heard a 2023 audio recording in which prosecutors said Fennell allegedly stated that, quote, anybody that messes with him is going to die. Following deliberations, the jury returned a guilty verdict on the murder charge. A sentencing date for Fennell has not been scheduled. The Braves are back in action for Game 2 of the three-game series against the Boston Red Sox from historic Fenway Park. First pitch scheduled at 6:45 tonight. Airtime is 5:30 here this evening here on KWIN, your home for Atlanta Braves baseball. And best of luck to the Georgia Bulldogs as they open play in the NCAA tournament Friday night against LIU. That's your KWIN News Update. Stay up to date anytime at discoverdade.com and throughout the day here on your home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR in Nashville this weekend. 101.3, 106.1, 104.3 FM, and AM 1420 Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.